Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Spence Golden Morning News. Joining us now, we have Santa Rosa County Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Before we get started, I just want to say you have made Candy's day.
Yes.
She's Candy is... I don't know if you can hear her over my mic. She's very excited
so
to have
excited.
You on today.
Gosh, we love you.
Well, I love you too, Candy.
Everybody deserves a Candy walk-up moment, and they do request them sometimes. So, but you get it voluntarily without being asked for.
Okay. I say Bob. You say Johnson. Bob. Johnson. Go ahead, sorry.
So
I didn't know I had a fan club.
Oh, you do.
You definitely
absolutely
do.
All right, so. In Pace over the weekend, we obviously know there was a big story that you guys put out a Facebook post about. Details here so far have felt fairly cryptic. We've got a lot of rumor mill stuff going on, but tell us what happened at the Nico's Japanese Steakhouse in Pace.
Yeah, well, a couple of families got sick. They ate at the same hibachi table together, and then they got home, and then they started feeling ill, and then some of them got really sick, and they all went to the hospital, and they tested positive for a narcotic. Not at liberty to say which one right at the moment, but because it's still being investigated. But so far as we know, all of them are going to be okay. And the people at the restaurant are cooperating 100% in the investigation. They've been very helpful and forthcoming. And the investigation continues. We do have a possible suspect that we're wanting to interview in reference to possibly tainting some food.
Okay, so I know that I will ask. So I know you know that I will ask, and you will say what you can say. But the first question I think everybody has in this case is if these people were basically poisoned with a narcotic of some kind, are we looking at an employee as a suspect or are we looking at a patron as a suspect?
Yeah, we can't really say. And I know that you know that I know that you know that
right.
I can't say. So, I'm hoping sometime in the next couple of days, once we interview the person we need to talk to, I'll be able to be more forthcoming.
Okay.
But right now, it's a fluid situation. Let's put it that way.
How serious was it for these people? I mean, I know you said that some of them got medical treatment. All of them are going to be okay. And again, I know that you've said you can't say which substance it was, so we make our inferences. I know we've all read stuff online and, you know, who knows, but, I mean, how bad was it for the patrons?
Well, for a couple of them, they got really, really sick. But as I said, nothing life-threatening that we were made aware of, but, they got pretty sick and, you know, we take this kind of stuff seriously, and that's why we've got several different agencies investigating. You know, because basically if you know, somebody goes in and poison a food source or tries to poison a food source, that's basically a domestic terrorism. And they can be prosecuted federally, which is once if we, you know, find the suspect to be viable and we have enough probable cause, I'm sure we'll ask our federal partners with the FBI maybe to prosecute. So it's a very serious crime.
Not because it's something like we tend to think of terrorism as being politically motivated, but you're saying because it's a food source contamination that is by definition within the purview of the terrorism statutes. Is that what you're saying?
Right. When you try to poison, you know, a bunch of people, it's different. A husband tries to poison a wife or something. Okay. Yeah, we handle that. But when you're trying to poison a group of people, that can be considered domestic terrorism. And like I said, we have no problem inviting FBI in to help us with it.
Okay, so I know what it looks like from the outside and from, you know, what you've told us so far. Is there still room for the possibility that, I don't know how to say this exactly, but that it was unintentional, that, you know, somebody just kind of like, I don't know, had something on their hands and they didn't realize it and it got in the food or it was in their pocket. And it, you know, like, I mean, is that a possibility still in this case?
Yeah. We're not going to rule out anything right now. We're very in the early stages of the investigation, so we're not going to rule out anything. But if it did occur that way, it's going to be, I would say that's going to surprise me.
Okay.
if that is in fact the way it happened. And I'm not saying it didn't. I'm just saying that would be, it would shock me if that was what occurred.
So you guys are, and I know all of this is conditional on the fact that the investigation's ongoing, yeah. but it looks likely to have been deliberate based on the information that you have and are able to disclose so far.
Yeah, I would say that it's better than 50-50 that it was intentional. Okay. That would be my guess. And you know, like I said before, this is a guess because I don't know all the facts of the situation.
Sure.
Major Crimes briefed me of what they know so far. And, you know, I mean, it's still developing.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to talk to this person of interest first, and then hopefully we can narrow it down and then come to a conclusion.
Safe to say this is unprecedented, incredibly rare, not the kind of thing that you see any sort of pattern with this particular restaurant or any other restaurants in Santa Rosa County?
Yeah, I can say this since I've worked at Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office since 1993, and this is the first case I'm aware of. So I would say to the citizens, don't panic. Don't say I can't go out to eat anywhere. I mean, I still go out to eat in Santa Rosa County. It's not scared me, and I know all the details so far. So I would say this is pretty unprecedented, and people should not be afraid to go to their favorite restaurant or anything like that. I think we have a pretty good suspect, and like I said, once we get to interview this person, hopefully we can come to a conclusion and we'll be back to normal.
Yeah, well, very scary stuff, obviously, for the patrons. I'm certainly glad that they're all going to be okay. Just one thing more before we let you go, Sheriff.
Yeah.
You have a golf tournament coming up a week from Friday, right?
We do, June 23rd at Hidden Creek. We're pretty excited. We have one every year for the Emerald Coast Exceptional Families, which is a great organization. They support special needs families in Santa Rosa County, and they're very good at what they do, and they play a really big role in the special needs community. And we're excited to put it on. It's at Hidden Creek in Navarre, and you can go online and register on our Facebook page or our website or the Emerald Coast Exceptional Family website. I think we have like 5 teams left, so there's not many teams left. So if you want to golf with us, you definitely want to go ahead and register. The tee off is going to be at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday the 23rd.
So I guess a week from Friday, if somebody says, man, that sheriff, he's really teed off, they'd be correct.
Yeah, they would. They would be. I'll be very teed off next Friday.
Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office. Sir, as always, we appreciate the time and the information and what you do to keep us safe, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Andrew. And tell Candy I love her.
Oh, it's reciprocated.
We love you so much. Thank you for everything you do, sir.
818 here on News Radio 92.3, informative local.